9. Deborah leads. In the time of the judges, when Israel had no king, the people were oppressed by a Canaanite king named Jabin. His army commander Sisera had 900 iron chariots, and he had been cruel to Israel for 20 years. The person leading Israel at that time was a woman named Deborah. She was a prophet and a judge. People came from all over the country to sit under the palm tree where she held court, and she settled their disputes and gave them God's direction. God told Deborah that it was time to fight back. She sent for a man named Barak, the best military commander in Israel, and told him, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, take 10,000 men and go to Mount Tabor. I will draw Sisera and his chariots to the Kishon River, and I will give him into your hands." Barak said, "If you go with me, I'll go. But if you don't go with me, I won't go." Deborah said, "I will go with you." So Deborah marched with Barak and 10,000 men to Mount Tabor. Sisera heard about it and gathered all 900 of his iron chariots and his entire army at the Kishon River. Deborah said to Barak, "Go. This is the day the Lord has given Sisera into your hands. Has not the Lord gone ahead of you?" Barak charged down the mountain with his 10,000 men, and God threw Sisera's army into confusion. He sent a storm, and the river flooded its banks. The chariots that were supposed to make Sisera unstoppable got stuck in the mud, and 900 iron chariots became 900 iron traps. Israel won a complete victory. The general had the army, but he wouldn't move without Deborah. She was the one who heard God clearly enough to say, "Now, go." 20 years of oppression ended because one person listened to God and gave the command at the right moment. That kind of authority doesn't come from a title or a sword. It comes from hearing God and being willing to act on it. Judges 4 and 5.